Okay, so here's the funny thing about what's going on with the ERCON count error connection count, I guess. This is the connection pool problem. It's still happening, even though I completely redid the database. But that got me some relief. It was working for a while. And then I saw where it floods. It really just creates huge numbers of requests. And you know, you would think, okay, well, that's the problem, right? Except that this is feedland we're talking about. And this is the behavior this is what it's been doing since day one. And it has it makes a request for a pool with 100 elements in it. Connections in it. And I guess maybe it's possible if you ask for 100, it doesn't give you 100, you know. But so when I started up, okay, first I quit it and then I started up. Now, which I don't know if this is the way it works, but it seems to me I should have 100 fresh connections ready for me right at that moment. The very first connection I request, I get that error. It's the very first one, and the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one, and the sixth one, and the seventh one, and then it starts working. Then the requests that it makes work. That seems backwards, right? But that's what it's doing. And so the question I have is, okay, this has to do with the operating system, obviously, not with Node. That there are some connections that somehow got allocated. I'm going to assume they were allocated by my program, and they didn't return. And they're just sitting there, occupying some pool out of which I'm trying to allocate from. And the first 8 requests don't work. And it's hard to understand. I guess the only thing that's different about the first request versus the remaining ones is that these might actually use some memory. But at this point, with fresh databases, these are doing the backups. Basically, when it boots up, it backs up all the tables except for the items table, which it only takes the last 24 hours worth of items to back up. This thing's been running for just a couple of hours, so just even that isn't very much. It's not subscribed to that many feeds either. We're coming nowhere near pushing the boundaries. And the one that's deployed, the feedland that's deployed, has a maximum connections of 100. This one now has 250 as it's the size of its pool. I've been steadily increasing it, hoping that, you know, okay, it's complaining it doesn't have enough in the pool. Let's give it more and see what happens. But I don't think that's helping. I don't think giving it more is helping. And I don't understand how the pooling, when the pooling, where it draws the connections from. And that thing might be overflowing, whatever that is. If some of the things that I'm doing don't return for some reason, then they're just sitting there and they're not ever going to complete, presumably. That's why rebooting helps, I guess. Something isn't working right here. Whatever it is, it's as far as I know, it's doing exactly the same thing in the cloud, except it's working fine there. This makes me want to just forget about trying to run this on the Mac. I don't need to run it on the Mac. The only reason I need to do it here is so I can debug. You know, one of those guys that works in a debugger, and not having one is like, forget it. This piece of software is complicated on the inside. It needs a debugger. I need to be able to step through things to see how it's working or not working. You know, it's at that stage where any change that I make, I really have to be sure that it didn't break anything. So anyhow, I wanted to do this verbally because I don't think I was in any way capable of explaining it in writing. So thanks for listening.